Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I help you?
Yes, I need to know what happened to Eva Bradley. Y'all took money off her card, and I'm calling to find out why.
May I have a zip code, ma'am, so I can locate your account?
Have the what?
Zip code, please.
71103.
And your first and last name?
Her name is Eva Bradley.
Can you verify your shipping address, please?
She says 1600 Park Avenue, apartment 62 in Shreveport, Louisiana. She's my mother.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just a moment. It looks like your mom responded to a sweepstakes to win a free Dyson's 11, and she was enrolled in a mobile food app. The app is something that just concentrates on healthy eating. It gives you tips on how to cut sugars and carbs, recipes, and things like that. They charged her $59.89, but they offer this for $20 a month if your mother wants to keep it.
What about the vacuum cleaner? She gets that for free or something? Well, is that the money?
She's in a sweepstakes to win it. So they pull up, they have a weekly drawing, but once a month they charge her to be in that drawing.
Oh, no, Lord, no, ma'am. No, no, ma'am.
Okay, just a minute. No. I'll get it canceled. Please hold.
That's right, because she can't do nothing like that.
Okay, I canceled the account, ma'am. I have a cancellation number for you to write down. Let me know when you're ready. C as in cancel.
Okay.
920-4-6-920.
Okay, hold on, you're going fast. You said it's a C. 92046.
No, 920-460. 711.
Let me make sure I got this right.
Yes, ma'am.
C920-460-711.
Yes, ma'am. That's the cancellation number.
Okay. Now, I had to call up her card, her government card, and I had them to stop payment on that, but they sent her another card, but they're sending it to me this time.
Yes, ma'am.
So, okay, if y'all don't cancel that.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that going to be on her other card?
Well, if you disputed the charges, then the bank would have to call us first before we can refund. If you cancel the card, 9 times out of 10, it's under dispute. But if the bank advised you to call us and ask for a refund, we could have refunded. But if you've already cut the card off, 9 times out of 10, there's a dispute that's been initiated. So you'll need to have the call back with the bank and you on the line and to say that there's not an ongoing dispute, and we'll give you we'll refund your mom. But we can't do it now.
How you going to refund the money if she got a new card now?
Because it'll just transfer to the new card, ma'am.
It will?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How long do this take?
3 to 5 business days.
3 to 5 business days?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, because I had her card to come in 2 to 3 days, too.
Okay.
I made a rush on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, what I do is call y'all back at y'all number, and when I get your card, I'm gonna tell them, too.
Well, they need to call us with you on the line. It needs to be a conference call, ma'am, with you and the bank on the phone. If you're the authorized representative for your mom, then it can be you, but it should be your mother technically, unless you're the representative payee, which you said you are now, then you and the bank need to give us a call. Let us know that there is no dispute and we'll refund that $59.89 in its entirety.
Okay, because the card she uses is a Social Security. It's a
yes, ma'am.
Social Security Direct Express card.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Okay, then. I got you. All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.